Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes today, and we're going to start in a moment, basically. So please take your seat and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, as I am, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. You have to take my word for that. Or it's also completely good to sit in a chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, excuse me, I want to share something that happened to me recently, very briefly, and how it relates to our meditation practice. So first, let me preface my story by saying I don't know anything about art. Hold that notion in mind, please. I was at a museum with some family of contemporary art, the Institute for Contemporary Art here in Boston, which is an incredibly beautiful, wonderful place. And, you know, the art is contemporary. So there are things like frames with nothing in them and woven, you know, textiles of some sort with like a ribbon threaded through it, one ribbon. And videos of like claymation characters having sex with each other and all sorts of things. And I'm looking around going, let me just be struck by the beauty or the grittiness or the confusion, whatever it is I happen to be struck by as I'm looking at this art. And I walk by a guy who is looking at one of these pieces with, I'm guessing his wife and grown child. And he looks at this piece of art and goes, this reminds me of the fifth grade. And, you know, truth be told, I can remember thinking some such things when I started looking at contemporary art, which is very few and far between. But I remember thinking, how can someone come into this entire, it's a beautiful, magnificent space devoted to this entire class of creation called contemporary art and just go fifth grade without stopping to think, maybe there's something going on that I don't understand. I happen to know that there's a lot of things going on that I don't understand, and I'm not trying to criticize this guy at all, because like I say, I totally relate to that feeling, like this doesn't look so cool, so great. Anyway, the reason I tell you this story is because we encounter such things in our lives every single day. We hear people say things and we think, that's not right. How could someone say that? Or we look at someone put something in a particular place. These are silly examples, and go, that is not, why would anyone do that? Or, you know, why would anyone wear that? Why would anyone, you know, think that this is an okay way to behave? And of course, I'm exempting all forms of violent and aggressive behavior. Those don't count. But the reason I tell you this story is as you go through this day, and you encounter such moments, which we all do, of thinking, that's stupid. That makes no sense. That's wrong. That's crazy. How can anyone like that? Just take a little pause and think for a moment, maybe there's something I don't understand. And maybe there isn't. But ask yourself, is it possible that there's something happening that I don't understand, that I actually don't have the full story? And if the answer is no, carry on. Be upset. But if the answer is maybe, then just pause and feel the softening that tends to come with that maybe, and the lessening of the grip of judgment, which is always pleasant for everyone. So this relates to our meditation practice, of course, because we, as we sit in practice and we watch our thoughts come and go, we don't, and we watch our judgments and criticisms, every time they arise, we let them go. And we can do that in all instances of our life. And always, along with that letting go, comes a sense of great freshness and possibility and life force. So, don't take my word for it. Check it out yourself. Report back to me, please, if you like, in the comments or via email. And without further ado, let's begin our excellent practice for today. So just start your practice by giving up, basically. Give up judgment, give up anxiety, give up expectation, give up worry, and just be right here. Together, we'll sit. Along with the other, you know, almost 12,000 people all over the world, which is very supportive. Your back is straight and strong, and feel how it supports you. And the front body is soft and open. The belly, the chest, the throat, three of the gates with which we communicate with our world, and they always are open. But it's okay. Because though we are vulnerable and open in the front, we have strength and support in the back, always. And the strength and softness are inseparable, just like your back and your front. So we can relax. The hands are palms down, resting just above the knee or at mid-thigh. The biceps basically are parallel to the torso. The chin is tucked a little bit, and the mouth is closed. Yay, you don't have to say anything, that's so awesome. And the breath comes in and out through the nose. Just as it does, you don't have to try to breathe, it's just happening, so just let it happen. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters if you are not in the United States. And just let your gaze rest on that spot. Imagine that whatever is in that spot is sort of moving toward you to be seen, so you don't have to reach out in any way with the eyes. In fact, imagine that the eyes could rest back in the sockets a little bit. And instead of laser focusing on one spot, let the whole visual field in. Sort of may create a softer focus. And the crown of the head reaches up while the sit bones continue to reach down. So in this way, we feel our presence and connection to earth and our aspiration and connection to heaven. To right here and to what is possible at the same time. Let your attention rest on the breath, on the felt sense, the feeling of breathing. You notice on the inhale, perhaps there's a sense of expansion, and on the inhale, perhaps a feeling of contraction. And just go with that. Coming in on the inhale, easing out on the exhale, and then beginning again on the next inhale, which will just happen. You don't have to try, like I say. There is no effort to stop thinking, excuse me. It's completely unnecessary. You can think whatever you want. Your mind will just keep blah, 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 no problem. However, if you notice that your attention, that's what we're concerned about here, is on the thoughts to the exclusion of the breath, then go, oh, I'm awesome. I just woke up and saw where my attention was. Let me let go of that thought and gently come back to my breath and kindly take a fresh start. And it does not matter how many times you have to do that. So that's the whole practice, and we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice.